Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 8th, 2026. I love getting questions that, are unusual and maybe come from a place in a person where they're really searching. You know, not many people search. Not many people give consideration to the meaning of their life, the significance of their life. They just don't do it. It's all about YOLO, you only live once, and eat, drink, and be merry kind of thing. And so when I get a question like this from Thomas, who does not tell me where he lives, but that's not important, he says, "What is real love, Greg?" He said, "If God is love, why does he allow all this to happen?" And then he went into adjectives I can't use, but he's right about all of them. And I understand. What is love? Most people don't know what love is. I mean, love is not something you know. Love is something you discover. You discover it within yourself. You are love. You are. And that's why it's so nebulous to you, because God, as you, is love. But we identify only with our thoughts. So we have made God in the image of our own likeness. We make God a man. We make God emotional. We make God mysterious. We make God with flesh. And that's the way we think of him, our Father, which is a terrible translation, just terrible, our Father. Then you get to call the priest who molests your kids our Father. And many people didn't have great fathers at all. So it's all very convoluted. I don't think we really understand the bugaboo of our unconscious mind and what it lives in, what it portrays, what it makes seem real. I don't think we understand that at all. The hidden agenda of the unconscious mind is very, very mysterious to most of us, and we just don't get it at all, not at all. So when you're starting to ask, is God love? And if he is, and then you put some adjectives in there that were true, you think to yourself, well, what the hell? What's the use in trying? This guy, you can't know what he wants. You can't live by the rules he's set forth. And he breaks his own rules. Thou shalt not kill. He kills everyone, you know? It's true. We just don't have any sense of love. And the sad part about it all is we don't make room for it. We have no ilk for it. We have no ability to let go of our crazy and let love live us. We just don't. When I talk about love with my students, whether it be in a discourse or whether it be in Zoom or whatever I'm doing, they don't get it. It scares the heck out of them. To them, love is a commitment, and you got to follow the rules or that love will be taken away from you. Most people just don't get it. They don't have any inner resources to awaken because they've taken them all away in assumption and presumption. So, Thomas, we've been given the state of love by many great masters and teachers in this world. It's not that it's a mystery or something that could elude us if we really wanted to find it. Love is love. It is nothing that we know about through the human mind, through the human body. It is simply love. It does not have the gerrymandering rules of regulation where we look at everything and listen to everything from the point of view of philosophy or religion. It has nothing to do with that. It is the state of our being. It holds its place within us as our identity. We were created not from biology, not from psychology, but from an energy that we simply do not understand, nor do we desire. It is love. You have to understand that and come to understand that. And what does that mean? You have to come to understand it. You have to go through a lot of things, a lot of things, a lot of mischief, a lot of worlds, a lot of biology and psychology. You have to get through to the part where you realize your life is futile without love. Your life, my life, it is utterly futile unless love is present within us, unless love is allowed to happen. So if you seek love and want love with all of your heart and soul, then something of the other shore will arise in you. And you will start to understand the nature of your loving heart. And then here's the kicker. You have to be willing to follow it, no matter how illogical or unreasonable it may seem to be. You have to follow it, no matter what. It may kill you, your body. You look at some of the great ones. Gandhi, Jesus. Buddha ran from his family all of his life. Lao Tzu ran from his students all of his life, and I understand. It is not a popular thing in this world. It goes against the grain of this world. And because it does go against the grain, it causes us tremendous misery and misunderstanding. It's a courageous person that seeks love beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. It is an amazing person that does that. And not many do. They just would rather live in the confines of their flesh, their minds, their ego, and never really discover love. If you only love them that love you, you have no reward, as Jesus said. Love your enemy as yourself, because your enemy is yourself. These are just simple teachings of love, but they are rejected by everyone because they don't coincide with emotionality and the rules we have made about being emotional. When emotions are more important than love, when we associate love with emotion, we fail miserably. So love is something that exceeds the human mind, the human intent. And for that reason, it becomes very difficult for most people to understand. Thomas, I don't think we're here to understand love. We're not here to make up rules and beliefs. We're not here for all of that. We're here to awaken to love. And we have to put aside everything that seems normal to our biology and our psychology for the sake of a greater love that means so much to this world, that this world needs so deeply and desperately. So work upon yourself. Who knows? Who knows what that will be? How do you work upon yourself? You must meditate. You must begin a regimen of learning how to meditate, how to put aside the egotistical mind and no longer take your lead from the emotions, the ego of the human heart. That's when things begin to change. And you will realize love in such a deep way that everything you do will be something of the love of your life. And that is what's really important, discovering the love of your life and that you are that love of this life. I hope that helps you, dear one. I really do. I sense the deep sincerity behind your question, and may this serve you well. And if you need more, I sent you my phone number. You can always call me. Thank you for listening, all of you. Back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me.